Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We gather today, a small crowd today, but we had a festive night last night, and we wish you, everyone, the most blessed Christmas. Tonight, today, this morning, if I can remember what time it is, our liturgy is a fun, light liturgy where we get to incorporate all of our favorite hymns, so everything is going to look different but familiar. And of course, we're probably going to stumble all through it, but it is good to be here together. And together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And tonight, this morning, I'll get that right before we're done. We're surrounded by the symbols of Christmas, and that symbol is light. And so we have a little liturgy here to remember light, and then we are going to light our Christ candle, which is our symbol for us in the church that Christ is with us. So let us begin. Unto us this day, in the city of David, a Savior is born.
Hallelujah,
Christ is born. We light this candle as a symbol of God's presence in Christ Jesus, who comes to us that we may have light.
Today
in the city of David, a Savior has been born. The Lord has become flesh and has dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He who said, "Let there be light," and there was light, has come to bring forth new life. He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though they die, yet shall they live. As we gather around this flame, let us remember the promise that echoes throughout the scriptures. Behold, I am making all things new. May this flame, a spark of eternal fire, burn brightly within us, inspiring us to live lives of faith, hope, and love, of a love that conquers all, a hope that transcends the grave, and a future where death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your Son to take on our human nature and to illumine the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children and enlighten us with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Well, friends, this is when we have our children's sermon, and I didn't expect any children to be here, so I almost thought I would skip it, but then I thought, wow, let's have a little bit of fun. So, let me just ask, and no one will have to see the camera's focus. What's everyone's favorite Christmas song? Anyone?
Silent Night?
What child is this?
Any others out there? Well, I ask that simply because music is beautiful and it moves us and we hear it. And then we're going to come to this passage in the Gospel of John. And I just want to bring to everyone's attention that this was, we think, was originally a song. It was one of the oldest and first Christmas, I don't want to say Christmas, but first hymns of the church. And we recognize it as a hymn, or we forget it's a hymn. But let us remember that in Christmas, when we're surrounded by all of our favorite hymns, and we're going to sing a bunch of those today, that the way to approach this text that we'll get to is also a song. A song about the love of God. So let us pray as we always do for all of our children amongst us in heart and the children watching us today. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Christmas.
Thank you for Christmas.
Amen.
Our first lesson today comes from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. Hear now the word. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices together. They sing for joy. For in plain sight, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of the nation. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm can be found on page 3 of your bulletin. I'll read the light print and you respond with the bold print. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the people with equity. Our second lesson comes from Hebrews 1. Hear now the word. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he has also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I've begotten you," or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, he brings the firstborn into the world. He says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing, like a cloak you will roll them up, and like clothing they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas to everyone. Last night was a wonderful night. We had a packed crowd here. And as I have been reflecting these last couple of months about life, and as most of you know, I've shared this, I'm in a course to become a spiritual director, so I've had mounds and mounds of homework and writing assignments. And what the current topic is emerging trends in spirituality. And it seems like, and if last night was any indication of it, we're in this sort of transition period in the world where a new thirst for old questions and old answers, or I should say meaning, is coming to the fore. If there's any indications of the amount of conversations I've been having with people, I think there's some truth to that. And one of these emerging things that is coming into the front, we might call, or it's called an evolutionary spirituality. And that's all just to say we're moving towards a point in history. This is the Christian story, of course, that we are moving to the point of reconciliation and redemption. But in this emergingness is also, as we talked last night, of the unity of heaven and earth. We're seeing a unity, again, of coming together of science and religion. We're realizing that neither can solve the question without the other. So in the future, the true scientist will have to be a theologian, and the theologian is going to have to be a scientist to understand the great mystery. And today is, of all days, when we're surrounded by the symbol of light, let us just ponder this for a moment. Give this as an example. We know that light, I'm always saying, is the metaphor for God's presence. John will say, God is light, and in him there is no darkness. It is the mystery of light that is the religion. And yet, we know our scientists are fascinated by light. It is the mystery of all mysteries of the quantum world, where light in the form of these photons do crazy things. Einstein called them spooky particles at a distance. They're waves, they're particles. They do things that the law of nature says they shouldn't be able to do. You could almost say that the mystery in the science, in the world of scientific endeavor, is the mystery to understand light. And we're finding, again, this convergence, where both are trying to understand the same mystery. And what does that mean on a day like this, when we say emphatically that the light of God became flesh? But here again, the mystery only gets bigger. And I'm no scientist, friends, but I will tell you, they say that you are filled with light. Your body emanates billions of photon atoms a day. It's enough light to power as a own power source. This church could, if we could harness those photons, could power this whole city. So quite literally, when the scripture says you are light, you have the light of God in you. It's not just a theological point. This is reality. You are light. This opens up the mystery. What does it mean to be the light of God? Or does it mean that God's light is in us? Well, this is the mystery that we try to unpack for our whole life. The church is trying to be saying something about that for the last 2,000 years. We're never going to have that definitive answer. But the miracle today is this light of God that is in us all has come to draw us into a future. And we are moving in that future to that point that Christ is drawing us. And so, no sooner is Christmas over than we have Easter almost. And that completes this mystery, that the light of God in flesh becomes the firstborn in the world into the resurrection. Paul calls this the first fruits. And if there's any farmers out there, or if you know the blackberry bush, when it becomes spring, there is that lone, solitary, ripe berry that comes out first. It's the only ripe berry on the tree, but you take it and you taste it, and that is a foretaste of what the rest of the tree is going to produce. And Paul is emphatic that Christ is the first fruits of humanity. And not just humanity, but all of the world. We are all moving to this point when we will all partake in that resurrection. This is what it means that the light of God has come in Christ. This is our hope. Not just the hope for the future, this is our hope for our present. But now this life of God is in us. And as light bearers, we are then sent back out into the world to carry that light to our friends, to our neighbors, to love those who hate us, to be agents of grace and forgiveness in the world. My friends, the miracle of Christmas is so amazing. We will never understand it all. But let us understand this moment, that we are the light of God, that God is with us, and our holy mission gospel, let us affirm our faith together. We believe in God, the creator and giver of life, who brought all creation to birth, who mothers us and fathers us, protecting, nurturing, and cherishing us. We believe in Jesus Christ, God born among us as a fragile baby, embodying both love and the need for love, and calling us to rest in God as trustingly as a tiny child. We believe in the Holy Spirit breathed into us at our birth, always drawing us to be born again, encouraging, exhorting, comforting, nourishing our growth, and inspiring our living. We believe in the reconciliation of the world to God through Christ, haunted at birth and humiliated at death. Christ entered our fearful darkness so that we might enter his glorious light and share the light of his resurrection. And we believe that each new child is a glimpse of the face of God, a sign of the life to come, and a call to live in peace and celebrate living together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise, and for all who lead the church's worship. God of grace, hear our prayer. This day dawns with new hope for all living things, and from ocean depths to mountain peaks, the earth rejoices. Inspire us an urgent zeal to protect the planet and renew its resources. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Bring heavenly peace to this world, an end to armed conflict. Raise up leaders in every nation who will honor human rights and establish equal justice for all people. Give courage to all who speak out against oppression and advocate for the powerless. God of grace, hear our prayer. Guard the lives of any in danger, especially those who work to protect others. Lead any who are in desperate circumstances to sanctuary help and safety. Grant rest in the weary and soothe those who are troubled, especially Joe, Fran, Eric, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Lael, Cameron, Marty, Tisha, Sabine, Rhonda, Victor, Corinne, family of Violet Harding, victims of the war around the world, national world disasters. God of grace, hear our prayer. Bless all who gather to worship on this holy day. Be present at our tables and celebrations, and watch over those who travel. Sustain charities, outreach ministries, and food pantries that give generously to people in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. In Christ we have beheld your glory, full of grace and truth. We give thanks for those in every generation who reflect the light of Christ. May their witness shine forth in our time. God of grace, hear our prayer. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen.
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Well, welcome, friends. I invite everyone to rise now as we prepare for our meal. And this is the fun part, because everything is set to our favorite Christmas hymn. So it's a familiar unfamiliarity, but we'll have some fun and go through it together. In the wonder and the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, the Lord, have now come to take all the glory of your name.
beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel. Word of God incarnate. Power of the Most High. One God. Now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together, we now pray our Lord's Prayer.
Lamb of God,
you wear the
Come, all are welcome.
Thank you.
and may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out into service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be the Savior and Lord of all. Amen. Now we have our benediction, which once again leads us to our familiar truths. Christ the Savior is born. Go tell it on the mountain and everywhere.
Thanks be to God.